This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, how are the holidays treating everybody? Everybody doing good? A lot of family, huh? I know. Look, if you guys need a refresher course, I'll give you a refresher course. That's fine. I've told you guys what to do when it comes to the family. Okay, you know, remember we got football, we got, there's tons of things you could have diarrhea, okay, there's a lot of things you guys could do if the family's kind of getting to you, but this is what worries me as a doctor. All right, apparently January 24th, shall we say, to January 7th, one of the deadliest times of the year for heart disease. And so you're seeing a lot of headlines talk about the Christmas coronary. And I guess a study back in 2004 showed a 5% increase in heart attacks during the Christmas season. Now, why? It's supposed to be about cheer and presents and love. But you can't just blame it on the in-laws. You cannot. Okay, so first, the big thing is the cold. It is cold. Cold. Babe, it's cold outside. Very cold. So what does cold weather do? Well, it causes blood vessel constriction. So when it's cold, you start to shunt blood to the heart. This adds extra work for the heart because the body is thinking that the heart is not going to be warm enough. So it wants to make sure that the heart is beating enough. As the blood vessels constrict, it still wants to make sure the heart can still give blood to all the other vital organs, including the parts that are starting to, you know, shunt blood away. So it's important to make sure oxygen reaches the vital organs. But also with the cold is shoveling. There's been lots of studies looking at snow shoveling. Snow shoveling is very dangerous. We need to do it. I don't. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so I don't have to shovel snow, which is kind of nice. But it stinks because I never get snow. Every time I complain about not having snow, you guys tell me to shut the hell up because at least I don't have to shovel snow every morning when I need to get to work. But I just want a white Christmas. I cannot stand brown Christmases. I think it's ridiculous. But that's neither here nor there. The problem with snow shoveling is many of you that have not been active all year long, all of a sudden, have all this activity to do. And shoveling is an amazing workout. I mean, you're using your upper body, you're using your legs, you're using your back, so you're using a whole bunch of different muscle groups. But unfortunately, it's outside in the snow, so it's very, very cold. And then it's a lot of movement that your body may not be used to. So unfortunately, we see a lot of people have heart attacks when they shovel snow or when they go up to put up lights or take down lights, etc. So you got to remember that the extra heart demands are there. And we'll talk about what to make sure you do. Now, the thing is we're drinking alcohol, maybe a little bit more than we usually do. And alcohol, especially in excessive amounts, can put stress on the heart. Why? It increases blood pressure, worsens diabetes, causes abnormal heart rhythms, etc. So alcohol, obviously not good for the heart. And many of you decide, you know what, I am going to eggnog it up. And I get that. Or you go on a vacation, okay, and like an all-inclusive, which are very, very popular this time of year, and there's just alcohol all over the place. Got to be careful. Yeah, I just got back from a Rio resort, all-inclusive. They were very inexpensive this time of year to the Dominican Republic. So inexpensive that it was cheaper to go there than go anywhere else for Christmas this year. Because not only did the price include flight, but food, hotel room, everything. So we went with some friends, and it was one of the most inexpensive vacations we've had. It was phenomenal. I can't believe the price. But I mean, there was alcohol in the room. There was alcohol everywhere. I didn't want to drink it. The last thing I needed was to pack on any more calories than I already have. But it's just flowing all over the place. You will be more inclined to drink more than you should. Okay. Then, is there a doctor in the house? Most likely, no. Doctors go on vacation. They do. I used to never. This was the first time I went on vacation Christmas week, because usually this is peak season for flu, colds, people are sick. So I would be working, with the exception of Christmas Day. I'd be working Christmas Eve, the day after Christmas. Christmas was a big time. The problem is the average doctor is like, look, this is the only time my kids are out of school, my wife's off work, my husband's off work, we're going out of town. So people go out of town. Well, what about you? You forgot to refill your blood pressure medication because you were at work. Your only days off were around Christmas time. Well, if your medical provider is gone, what do? Many of you travel and go, oh, crap, I forgot to pack this. So now you're going without your blood pressure medication. What I always recommend you do is divide up your medication. Divide it up. Make sure you have it in your carry-on. Make sure you have it in your regular bag. So if anything happens to either, you have your medication somewhere. If you could even have it in your pocket, go through security and then stick it in your pocket just in case you have to get out of the plane rapidly for some reason. But that's an issue. And then stress. Holiday travel, very stressful. We had at least a 2-hour delay, messing up our connecting flight. Both ways, it's just stressful. You know, plus if you're going to a place where you don't want to go, yeah, you got to spend it with people you don't want to spend it with. It's very, very frustrating. You know, so we understand stress is high. Plus, you're spending money. Many of us don't have money for Christmas travel. It's too expensive. I saw what the airplane flights were, $700-$800 to go to places. $700-$800. And I'm hearing some of you laugh. My guess is that was even cheaper than what you paid. That is a lot of money to go someplace. Right? Where, and you're in delays, you're stuck at airports, you're not sleeping. I start to go numb in these, seats, you know, in these airplane seats, because I just can't get comfortable. So obviously there's an issue. So what you need to do is before the travel or after the travel, you need to keep in mind that heart attack risk is very high. We haven't even started talking about New Year's. So if you have a family history of heart disease, personal history of heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, smoking, overweight, if you're male over 40, female over 50, high stress, you have got to make sure you check in with your heart doctor. Make sure your heart is good. I understand it's a stressful time, but it's the holidays, so try to enjoy yourself. 1-877-DOC-DALY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW, or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while I was out of town, many of you called in with questions. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, no worries. Yeah, it was a good vacation. It was good. And it was my husband's. Oh, here we are. Okay, we're going.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I wonder if you could talk on your program about bioidentical hormones and the effect that you think they have on the body and how long it's possible to take them and what the positive and negative benefits are. Thank you.
So bioidenticals, we've talked about these a lot on the show. Bioidenticals are pretty cool. All right. What I like about bioidenticals is, you know, rather than doing a one-size-fits-all for everybody, this could be a little bit more fine-tuned, all right? But the problem we have with bioidenticals is everybody thinks it's if you take bioidentical hormones, you are doing the all-natural route. So basically, the reason why there's a push for bioidenticals is back in 2002 with the Women's Health Initiative. We were looking at Prempro, which was combined estrogen and progesterone that women use to get through their hot flashes and many menopausal type symptoms. The trial had to be stopped early because in 2002 they found that people taking Prempro, both the estrogen and progesterone, had a higher risk of breast cancer, heart disease, stroke, blood clots, etc. And Harvard Health Publications goes into this in great detail. The risks were small, but many women and their clinicians thought that maybe they should discontinue hormone therapy. Women, unfortunately, went on to suffer. Some doctors said, to hell with this, the Women's Health Initiative, yes, it was a big study, but the risk was small. I'm still going to continue with the hormones. Many women wanted the hormones as well. The problem is lawsuits start to come into play, such as one who wanted to sue me because his wife came down with breast cancer and wanted to sue any doctor that gave her Prempro. Well, I never gave her Prempro, so I didn't get sued. And but the doctor who did get sued. And so you ended up having this big disarray in the early 2000s where the study that got very, very publicized, okay, and remember, 1 in 8 women are, get breast cancer. That's the incidence, 1 in 8 women. So you had a lot of doctors in disarray going, look, I'm not going to get sued if every day, every shift, my morning or afternoon, there's going to be at least 1 or 2 women that get breast cancer, and they're going to blame me for the hormones. But you had a lot of women going, please help me. Okay, menopause stinks. The hot flashes, I can't sleep, the vaginal dryness, it's difficult, it's painful to have sex, I tear. It's miserable. So women, even before the Women Health Initiative, I mean, women needed some sort of help. And so they were looking at soy preparations over the counter. The problem is with soy, you don't know how much you're getting. When people were saying, well, look, okay, we want something natural. If Prempro is unnatural, okay, give us something natural. Well, actually, Premarin is made of horse's urine. Okay, pregnant mare's urine is the source of estrogen in these oral conjugated equine estrogens, Premarin. So, we are using, even in Premarin, natural substances. So some people are like, I don't want horse urine. All right, so there's this big, huge search now for natural-type hormones. So in come the bioidentical hormones. Now, these bioidentical hormones, we got to be very, very careful, okay, because it doesn't necessarily mean they're technically natural. A bioidentical hormone is a hormone that is identical to your biology. So bioidentical. So they have an identical molecular structure to the hormones that a woman would make coming from her ovaries or fat. But they are not found in this form in nature. They have to be synthesized. And what they use is a plant chemical extracted from yams and soy. So bioidentical estrogens include the 17-beta estradiol, the estrone, and the estradiol. Now, the estradiol is the form of estrogen that will drop during menopause. But remember, you can't take estrogen alone. You have to take progesterone. If you still have a uterus and you're taking estrogen, you have to take some progesterone or you could get endometrial cancer. This progesterone that's bioidentical is basically progesterone. They micronize it down in the laboratory so you absorb it better. So as you see, this is still synthesized chemicals. Bioidentical doesn't necessarily mean you are just taking a plant and eating it. Yes, they're using extract, but they're still pharmaceuticals. So somebody could even argue that Premarin is more natural than a bioidentical because that's from horse urine. However, it's not identical to human estrogen. So, when your doctor, let's say, has to decide what your body needs, okay, and your body will do that, it may be easier for them to tell what's going on with your bioidentical hormones. So your total estradiol is what they check. So it reflects the bioidentical estradiol you've been taking as well as the estradiol your body makes. All right? Premarin, when that gets broken down, it doesn't really seem to be measured well under laboratory tests. So bioidenticals, the reason why I like them a lot, and my gynecologist, I would refer my patients to Dr. Kirsten Rogers because she was so good at bioidentical hormones. She, she could monitor the blood work easier with these. But again, you know, it's really how you feel. Just like many of you gentlemen with your testosterone levels. As you know, your doctor could say your testosterone is normal, but you're like, but wait a second, I feel it's lower. Well, yeah, if the testosterone dropped, yeah. So these bioidentical estrogens, and then you got the micronized progesterone, which is progesterone kind of ground up in a form where you could metabolize it better, has a whole bunch of different products. Okay? And I believe many of them are still FDA approved. You can get the progesterone as a vaginal gel or in a capsule, etc. And so there are bioidentical forms that are FDA approved. I would be very, very careful with some that aren't. Make sure you have your medical provider watching you. But still, even if you take bioidenticals, you could still be at risk for breast cancer. You could still be at risk for heart disease and blood clots. Okay? Estrogen is estrogen. So these bioidenticals don't necessarily take out the risk that a lot of women were concerned about having after the Women's Health Initiative. But the reason why I'm a fan is, let's say you don't need a whole 0.625 milligrams, okay, of your Prempro. Let's say you only need 0.4, but because the FDA pharmaceutical pill only comes in that, that's what you're given. You see? So the idea that you could maybe fine tune and you could maybe get them compounded into a certain amount may be very, very cool. Testosterone many times is compounded, because remember, one size does not fit all. So I think that's pretty good. Now, what about the proof of bioidentical hormones? Are bioidentical hormones safer than not? I don't know if we have enough proof. Okay? Logic dictates that if you could fine tune and take as little as possible and titrate it to the need, that would be better for you. But we don't, I don't think we have enough proof out there. We also don't know if insurance covers a lot of it, so that's another concern. So that's kind of a con as well. So, obviously bioidentical hormones are a big, big industry now, and I'm a huge fan. But you need to still make sure that if you are at risk for breast cancer, you let your medical provider know. You can't be smoking. You're not supposed to be smoking while taking these medications. Okay? You know, you still need to be watched and monitored, but women losing their estrogen at age 50 is not tolerated anymore by many of us, okay? We do not want to grow old in our 50s anymore. 50 is still middle age, all right? We want to have sex. Older people want to have sex. I don't blame them. We have a huge single scene, 65 on up, and so us being menopausal just doesn't jive anymore. We are not going to put up with it. And so I love the idea of us being able to still maintain our estrogen, help our bone mass. I believe it could also help the heart because obviously postmenopausal women put themselves at heart risk. But they are not without their risks. And so you really got to sit down with your medical provider. And if you have a medical provider that's not comfortable writing them, don't ask them for them, obviously. You may have to go to a different provider. All right, guys, an Ebola vaccine. It actually works. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Thank you. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym, my gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so while I was away, many of you had sent me this article that women doctors seem to save more lives than men. And I have to tell you, I was not included in the study, which is probably why the results look so good. And so I'm sure a lot of women doctors are like, yee-haw, and I here's the thing. Let's take a look at the study and see what's going on there. Apparently, doctors from Harvard, okay, are suggesting that women could be saving 32,000 additional lives each year. They examined medical records of Medicare patients from across the country, and Harvard researchers calculated that 10.82% of those treated by physicians who were women died within 30 days of being admitted to the hospital. Among patients treated by males, however, the mortality rate was higher at 11.49%, according to a study published this week in JAMA Internal Medicine. They say the gender gap persisted even after the researchers accounted for factors like age, gender, income of patients, how sick those patients were when they first checked into the hospital. So all things being the same, resources, doctor experience, etc., less patients died if a woman was at the helm than a man. And again, you know me, because I don't really, you know, like to play the woman card a lot, because I don't really have a lot of women friends. I usually have guy friends, you know, and I don't want to lose my guy friends, okay, at all. And I don't like the idea of somebody saying a man is better than a woman or a woman is better than a man. So it goes both ways. If we women don't want to hear people say a guy does something better, anything you could do, I could do better, then women can't say the same thing. Okay, a woman can't say, look, I'm a woman, so I can do this better. We have to be fair. So I'm not a big fan of people getting all excited and going, yeah, you can see women rock. But, all right, are there certain qualities or characteristics, okay, are there certain fields where maybe women would perform better or men would prefer better? So, what did these patients have? Well, according to the study out of the LA Times, patients treated for acute kidney failure, those cared for by female physicians, had a 30-day mortality rate of 12.54% compared to guys, male doctors, 13.3%. That's for acute renal failure. Irregular heart rhythm. If the doctor was a woman, 5.08% chance of dying. If they were a man, 6.02% chance of dying. Pneumonia patients treated by a woman had advantage over those treated by a man, 10.11% versus 11.303%. And then sepsis patients, 23% died over 25% with male. So the researchers said that all of these differences were too large to be due to chance. They say the trend was similar for patients admitted to hospitals with congestive heart failure, urinary tract infections, GI bleeding. They say in these cases, the advantage of being treated by a female doctor was smaller, and it could have been just a statistical fluke. I don't know if they did trauma. I don't know if they did aortic dissection, aortic rupture, abdominal aortic rupture. So, again, we don't have that data, because who knows? Maybe men perform better. I don't know. All they're talking about right now, which is a lot, is renal failure, sepsis, pneumonia, abnormal heart rhythm. These are some pretty serious, very common conditions. They say death is a good thing to avoid after going to the hospital, so is being discharged and readmitted between 30 days. On that score, patients treated by women had better outcomes than treated by men if they were hospitalized for pneumonia, congestive heart failure, GI bleed, sepsis, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, urinary tract infections. Having a female physician was a huge advantage, according to researchers led by Dr. Yusuke Sugawa of the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health. And they said they took great pains to make sure the results were valid. They looked at 1.5 million hospitalizations between 2011 and 2014, and these cases involved 58,322 internists. They said on the whole, female doctors treated fewer hospital patients than their male counterparts, 132 versus 181, and a higher proportion of their patients were women. They were also more likely to work in hospitals that were large, nonprofit, or affiliated with a medical school. So that could, you know, be an issue in sway. They say to make more of an apples-to-apples comparison, the study authors repeated their analysis using data only from hospitalists. These doctors only treat hospitalized patients. And since they work in shifts, their patients essentially are randomly assigned. So female hospitalists had better outcomes. So the researchers also reran the numbers using only hospitals without ICUs, since male doctors are more likely to work in the ICUs where the patients are sicker. Once again, female doctors had better outcomes. 11.16% of their patients dying within 30 days of being admitted to the hospital versus 15.34. Then when they extended their follow-up window from 30 to 60 days, women outperformed men, but a smaller margin. Medicare patients in hospitals were about 4% less likely to die within 30 days of being admitted if their doctor was a woman instead of a man. They said, considering that more than 10 million Medicare patients wind up in hospitals each year, the lives, therefore, they deduced would be 32,000 senior citizens being saved. So, what could be going on? All right, well, how did I practice medicine? And I got to be honest, we had very few people die. Now, from a hospital setting, I was very, very lucky because I had always superior doctors and residents above me. But let me just look at my private practice. My private practice, I was very, very blessed to have very few people die, even cancer patients and pneumonia patients. Now, why is that? I know exactly why in my case. In my case, it's because I played it safe. I played it very safe. As soon as I detected kidney issues, I got a kidney doctor involved. I made sure every single man and woman had a heart consult if they had any cardiac risk factors, especially high cholesterol and diabetes. If I detected, I had an x-ray in my office. So I would diagnose the pneumonia before they had to go to the hospital. Now, I know this is different because this study was looking at hospitalized in the hospital. They're not talking about out in the clinic. But I am very, very amazed at our lack of mortality rates coming from my clinic, considering we had so many walk-ins and we were in a very busy area of Las Vegas and high non-compliance. Now, did I just see healthy people? No, I saw sick people. I had people come in with heart attacks. I had people drinking Red Bulls, going into abnormal heart rhythms. I had people with cancer. I had people walk in with no medical issues, no medical background and medical records being taken care of, and I found some pretty bad stuff. But I was very quick to get them into the hospital, and we had a great surrounding team of specialists. So even though my case is different than what they're talking about with the hospital, if we had to try to find a reason for why this could be the case, maybe women are playing it safe. Now, have they done a study to see if women order more tests? Have they done a study where women will recruit more referrals? You know, look at guys and reading maps. I don't need to read a map. I know where I'm going. I do not need to look at a map. Whereas the female may be like, you know what, let's call over John. We don't need John. I got this. Let's get Dr. John over here. No, I got this. I mean, who knows? I'm not sure what could be the, you know, my guess is if this is that statistically significant, there may be for me, I use the whole team approach. Yes, I think I'm smart, and I trust my judgment, and I many times have had to fight with others. I had a cardiologist tell me that my patient did not have to go to the hospital, and we could just do stuff as an outpatient, and I go, hell no, I seriously think she has a major embolism going on, and I was right. So I do trust my instincts a lot. But I can't speak for all women. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, about 2 years too late, we have an Ebola vaccine. An experimental Ebola vaccine completely protected people from the killer virus that unfortunately killed thousands, especially in West Africa. This Ebola was one of the scariest viruses we had ever seen. And they said they used the same strategy that was used to eradicate smallpox back in the 1970s, called ring vaccination. It calls for vaccinating people who have been in contact with patients and contact of contacts. They say it worked. The team led by the World Health Organization, and the vaccine efficacy was 100%. This is very cool. It's not too little too late. Yeah, we could have used it a couple years ago, but you know what? We will take it because I think this Ebola is still smoldering around there, and you're not going to mess around with this. They said, while these compelling results come too late for those who lost their lives during the West Africa's Ebola epidemic, quote, they said they show that when the next Ebola outbreak hits, we will not be defenseless. Now, researchers have been working on an Ebola vaccine for years because Ebola's been around for decades. But you didn't have governments or companies have the money to invest the time to develop the vaccine. So the latest epidemic had started back in Guinea, Sierra Leone, and Liberia back in 2013, around this time, Christmas time. It had infected 28,000 people and killed more than 11,000 of them. They said researchers rushed several vaccines into production, and of course they were concerned that by the time they did get the vaccine created and gone through the whole regulatory process, the epidemic would be over. Well, as far as I'm concerned, they should still vaccinate, especially in that area. So what did they use? They used an animal virus called vesicular stomatitis virus. The virus is harmless to people. Vaccine makers genetically engineered it to carry a little piece of Ebola DNA to stimulate the immune response. Very, very cool. Who gets credit? Dr. Donald Henderson of Johns Hopkins University, who helped lead the campaign to eradicate smallpox. And so, unfortunately, he did die in August. So the epidemic, you still have some smoldering cases, but the epidemic is officially over. So how did Ebola get so bad? Remember, it's spread by direct contact. So what happened is, I think there was a little kid who was sick, then his siblings got sick, mommy took care of him, grandma took care of him, they all got it, they all died. And that, they think, was family zero. And so bodily fluids, blood, being near somebody, the sweat, etc., was enough to cause people to be in contact with it. So you need to then vaccinate the rings of people. And they found that people who had been in contact with other people who were sick, the rings could include about 80 people. So what they did is they tracked down every person who might have been in contact with the case. And half got the vaccine, half did not. The trial was stopped when it became clear that the vaccine truly protected them. So the FDA did give the vaccine a breakthrough designation to allow quick licensing. See, they could get their act together if they need to. And Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, has made a $5 million down payment to Merck to make sure the vaccine is available when it's next needed. Merck has promised to make 300,000 doses of the vaccine available for emergency use. So this is awesome. This is awesome. It's about time. That's all I could say. It's about time. So hopefully we never see another Ebola epidemic. But really, bravo. I know how hard it is. I know I make fun of a lot of researchers a lot because it's so much fun to make fun of them. But this is strong work. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I was asked by a reporter about infrared saunas. And infrared saunas, I guess, are this new thing where rather than you sit into a hot room and sweat, they use infrared light to heat up your skin. So your body heats up and not your surroundings. Got to be careful with your skin. Got to also be careful. You can't be drinking alcohol. You can't be pregnant. You can't be having certain medical conditions when you do this. But I guess if any of you have tried an infrared sauna, I'd love to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, speaking of sticky, didn't we just have a commercial talking about sticky underwear or sticky clothes? Tom, what was that commercial?
They were talking about clothes that will keep you warm when you're wet.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. So what is that? I mean, what are they?
Well, I would assume that they're using something like polypropylene, the same stuff that if you ever go to, if you've got long underwear, that's polypropylene. It's a synthetic fabric that they use
right,
in a lot of things.
Right, that you don't sweat.
Yep. Well, it's not so much that you don't sweat, it's that For instance, a lot of us wear cotton, and when cotton gets wet, it pulls the heat away from the body. That's why you see sheiks in the Middle East with the turbans on. That's because one of their largest exports is cotton, because make it a fabric, soak it in water, put it on your head, you can survive a desert, because it'll keep you cool. And it's also incredibly cheap.
Cool.
But since we make everything out of it because of how cheap it is, it makes it a terrible insulator if it gets wet. The second your t-shirt gets wet, your cotton socks. I got stuck on the side of the road many, many years ago and had to walk like 7 miles in the middle of winter. And my socks were wet and I just took them off and threw them to the side. Feet were fine. Cooked a hole in the snow every time.
Wow.
I mean, I still wear shoes, so I don't want people thinking, oh, he's talking about being barefoot in the winter. I call BS.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting. From a podiatry perspective, whenever we have patients that are getting, you know, foot fungus, we tell them don't wear 100% cotton, but wear cotton with 10% nylon. And that's just enough to not allow the moisture to, you know, soak up in the feet and cause. So nylon, I guess, is also a good.
Yep. Yeah, nylon is actually part of polypropylene. I can't remember all the fabrics. I could go look it up, I suppose, but it's pretty out there as far as marketing. Like it's everywhere. You can find it. You just have to look for it, and it is a bit more expensive, but it's not hard to do. And then Gore-Tex is a waterproof, windproof fabric. It was space designed, I believe, by NASA. Something I can't remember all my facts.
Very cool. Yeah, Gore-Tex, that's right, from NASA.
Yep, and I've forgotten most of the stuff. I remember it from being a kid backpacking and learning all the gear and stuff. So I don't remember who the advertiser was, but I assume that they're probably using things like fleece or wool. Or synthetic like polypropylene.
I mean, it sounds cool.
Cotton.
I haven't talked to them, so I don't know who all advertises on my show. I know people don't believe it. I don't really know, but it sounded cool. Now, while we have you, a lot of people don't realize that you actually are the Dr. Dahlia Show expert when it comes to underwear. So, men's underwear. What do men like? Because, you know, with Christmas and stuff, I need to buy Corey something at our anniversary. But he doesn't like a lot of the sexy underwear. What is your favorite underwear?
I like the boxer briefs. I like the support of the briefs, the tidy whities, but I don't like walking around in tidy whities. I like boxers. But at the same time, silk boxers or like really loose fitting fabric boxers, I'm sure they're wonderful if you're in a nice hot environment like Nevada, but I just, the hole in the front doesn't button, so things just pop out everywhere, and it's really awkward when you have to get up and go to the bathroom, and you know, you're kind of, why are you even wearing anything if you might just show something, you know? So I like
that's
the security.
Yeah, that, see, because I've always talked about boxer briefs because I like to wear my husband's boxer briefs. So to me, I think he looks better in them, and I just thought they were better, and I'm not even a guy. Maybe I was a guy in my past life because boxer briefs would have been my choice.
Possibly. I also prefer them because I recently started dating my friend Katie, the one I told you went to Africa.
He's got a girlfriend.
And she prefers them because she thinks my butt looks nice in them. So
I think it does. I think butts look a lot better in boxer briefs. That's very interesting. Okay, so good. Thank you,
happy holidays,
Tom. Happy holidays, everybody. I'll be calling you guys post-op. You guys have to hear me in pain. This is going to be fun. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.